Prosecutors say participants in another election broke American law. In this case, the election was in Argentina. The winner and the new president was Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. And American prosecutors contend that she won with help from $800,000 secretly sent from outside the country, from Venezuela. This comes under U.S. law because people on American soil allegedly took part in the transaction. Four people are accused. The president of the country that allegedly supplied the money, Venezuela's Hugo Chavez, calls the case a fabricated scandal. The president who allegedly received it in Argentina is not so happy either. And we have more this morning from NPR's Julie McCarthy in Caracas.
This president may be a woman, Argentina's new president fumed, but she's not going to allow herself to be pressured. Glaring into the cameras, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner attacked U.S. foreign policy without directly naming Washington. She also condemned the U.S. prosecutor's allegations of a conspiracy to smuggle $800,000 into the country for her campaign.
Las propias realidades de operativos y operaciones basura.
These garbage operatives and operations reveal what type of international relations they want with other countries, Fernandez said. More than having countries that are friends, they want countries that work for them, she said. She did not address the substance of the charge, that Chavez's government tried to illegally finance her campaign. Rather, she signaled her intention to remain close to Chavez, whose government has spent billions to fund Argentine debt.
Y entonces,
I'm going to continue to affirm our relations with all Latin American countries and also with the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, she said. The campaign cover-up case revolves around a Miami businessman, Guido Alejandro Antonini Wilson, who holds dual citizenship in Venezuela and the United States. Antonini was detained in Buenos Aires last August after authorities discovered nearly $800,000 in undeclared cash in his luggage. He'd been traveling with Venezuelan and Argentine energy officials. Antonini abandoned the money and fled to the U.S. Argentina sought his extradition. But the man who once appeared to be a key suspect appears now to be a key witness. The four defendants detained in Miami as unregistered foreign agents are accused of attempting to silence Antonini after he returned to the U.S. The criminal complaint filed by the FBI says the men traveled to Florida to pressure Antonini if he did not keep quiet about the origins of the money and its intended target. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's campaign, according to the Miami Assistant U.S. Attorney. The allegations surfaced just 2 days after Fernandez was inaugurated this week. Venezuela's information minister, William Lara, denied any link between the money and the Chavez government, said the four men were not its agents, and called the charges U.S. propagandistic trash. But international relations history expert and opposition member Demetrio Bosner says the case follows a pattern of charges leveled against Hugo Chavez over the years.
The Chavez government has been intervening constantly in the affairs of other countries in Latin America. Increasingly, he has begun to consider himself as not only a president of Venezuela, but leader of South America.
The lawyer for two of the defendants said his clients had money because they deal with oil, but these men, he said, have led squeaky clean lives. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Caracas.